Waking up in Cork. Wake up. Red FM Breakfast with KC.
Red FM.
Cork's Good Times. This is Red FM. You're waking up to Red FM Breakfast, everybody. And we appreciate you being there. Thank you so much again.
Hello and welcome to...
Hello.
Am I Weird?
The last time we did Am I Weird, Victoria, Rory told us that he likes to sit and stare into washing machines that go tumbly, 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 tumbly. I don't know if I can categorise that as weird or just really cute.
Sometimes you just watch washing machines on YouTube.
Okay, that's weird.
Good evening.
Good morning. And good night. As a coffee drinker, Rory, I don't know if I can categorise this as... if it's gone into the Am I Weird Hall of Fame. But let's have a listen to this one.
Am I weird? When I buy coffee, I normally drink it over the course of like 3-4 hours. So it starts all hot, and when you finish it, it's stone cold. That actually is by choice. I actually like doing it this way.
Play that clip from Shauna earlier on. So she'll have her coffee. 4 or 5 hours later, she's still drinking the same coffee.
Yeah.
And it's gone ice cold, and she's sipping away in it. The amount of hot to cold coffee people that have just came out of the woodwork this morning is remarkable. Is it weird?
I have to say, I like lukewarm coffee. So if I get an Americano from a cafe,
yeah,
I will ask them to put some cold water or an ice cube into it to cool it down so I can drink it.
But leaving it, Ken, could you be disciplined enough to leave it roll for like 3 or 4 hours?
No, that's disgusting.
That's weird.
I drink cold tea all the time.
Shauna, you're in the weird club. Well done. Congratulations, Shauna.
Well done. Your badge.
Former Hall of Famer.
Am I weird or what? I used to love wearing duffel coats in primary school so I could suck the dye out of the sleeve.
Still, with all the Am I Weirds we've done on the show, that's topping the lot.
Still.
And still, 100%.
Cher wants to know if she's weird. I check the back door is locked exactly 3 times every night before I go to bed.
That's just cautious. That's just nervous,
that's
maybe.
Called OCD.
But why 3 times, though?
To make sure it's absolutely 100% locked. Okay. I leave the house in the morning. This happens to me 2 or 3 times a week. I leave the house, lock the door,
yeah,
be in the car, and then I get back out of the car to check if I've locked the door. You're kind of doing it unconsciously, and then you check yourself.
And you go, what am I doing?
I'm a weirdo.
I'm just laughing at the other guy there sucking the dye out of his duffel coat. Am I weird or what? I used to eat pencils in primary school, like from start to finish, lead and all.
That's funny.
Was that Paula?
Did she say she eats the lead? She ate the lead as well. Did you ever eat anything strange like that in school, though? Because kids do. Like, I used to eat a bit of paper.
Roll up paper and stick it up your nose.
I like toast with Marmite and some butter with a cup of Ovril.
Wow, okay.
There's a lot to unpack
there. There's a lot there. I don't think it's too weird. Not too strange. Can't throw away my old phones. I have a drawer full of 20 phones in the kitchen.
Oh, yeah.
What am I keeping them for?
I don't know.
They'll be worth money on eBay.
Big time.
Are they?
Yeah. Oh, it depends on the phone. Like, if you have an iPhone 1 unboxed, one of them went recently for 150 grand.
Check your drawers, lads.
Check your drawers and your jocks. I only eat chocolate if it's frozen solid from Noel.
Oh, yeah, I'm in the same camp as Noel there.
Yeah.
I love frozen chocolate. It's the best thing ever.
Am I weird? I bought my Christmas pyjamas at the beginning of the summer.
No,
that's just called prepared.
That's planning. That's planning.
That's prepared.
Am I weird? I love cheese and pineapple sandwiches.
Oh, nice.
What?
Ooh.
That is manky.
Wow.
That sounds unreal.
Cheese and pineapple.
A bit of mayonnaise will be sorted.
Oh, no, Rory,
yeah,
come
would.
On.
I'd eat that as well.
Yep.
Yeah.
No, on a pizza maybe when it's baked and melty. But
okay, but not cold.
Just as a cold. Oh,
no.
Sally, you're weird. the other two are in your club, though.
Good morning, Casey and Vic. Am I weird? If I'm having porridge for breakfast, I like to butter a slice of bread and dip it into porridge like it's a bowl of soup.
Oh.
That sounds awesome as well.
No, it doesn't. Are you mad?
You can make a little porridge sandwich for yourself.
Gloopy bread sandwiches.
Oh, I'm all right, thanks.
Am I weird? I can't parallel park. You and half a car, Kiefer. It's okay.
It's very true.
I can't parallel park, lads.
Parallel parking hack, all right?
Yeah.
Because Aoife just messaged to say, am I weird? I can't parallel park. It's always a tricky one, but somebody taught me this before. So you're trying to parallel park. You see there's a gap. There's a space on the left, but there's a car in front of you. Okay. So you pull your car up right up to the bumper of the car in front of you.
Okay.
Okay. And then you start to turn your wheel when you put it into reverse. Your car will glide into the space.
Oh.
But go right up to the bumper of the car to the left-hand side.
Right, so are you matching bumper for bumper?
Bumper for bumper. Where's my jumper?
Let's get some money. The 1,000 euro pop quiz.
With Easy Living Interiors, Eastgate Retail Park, Pala Duff, North Point Business Park and Maham Point Retail Park. Show me the
money. Give it a go. It works every time.
Okay, I'm going to try it.
Life hacks. You're welcome. Follow me. I'm nutritious. Who have we got there? It's Veronica. How are you, Veronica?
I'm good. How are you?
Not too bad. I have the energy of a winning woman here. She sounds like a winner.
I hope I do. Yeah. We see the thing is you don't really know me that well, but I'm the girl that to be ringing you from Limerick. I'm your Limerick woman.
Okay, now I know.
So we need to win something this year now. So will you just give us a break and let us win something?
Smelly old Limerick.
Oh, that smelly old Limerick. No, that's not nice.
Listen, joking aside and hurling rivalry aside, I'm a huge, huge fan of Limerick. I love the place. It's a brilliant city to go out in.
It is a great city, I agree.
Yeah, would you believe it? I've never actually been out in Limerick. I'm living up here since I was only 20 years of age. I'm living in Cork, so.
Oh, there you are. You're a talk woman. All right.
Limerick is
trying to claim me, all right, but they're never going to get me.
Could we christen you? Could we bring you to the fountain in Hillbillies?
No, I was christened already, blow in Limerick, so no, it's too late.
That's fair enough. All right. Limerick, you're a lady. Right. Let's see what you're made of.
Let's do this.
All right. Best of luck.
Let's play in 3, 2, 1.
In what county is the Spire?
Dublin.
Bono is the front man of what rock group?
U2.
Question number 3.
U2.
OMG is an abbreviation for what?
Oh my God.
Crispy Kreme and Dunkin' sell what?
Donuts.
Question 5. In what country would you find Morris dancers?
England.
Who had a hit song in this country with Ain Fuckle Ella?
Oh, what's his? Richie Kavanagh.
Yeah, question 7. Michael Phelps is associated with what sport?
Michael Phelps.
Yeah.
The most swimming.
Yes. Question number 8. What year was the film Meet the Parents released? Was it 2000 or 2010?
Oh, Meet the Parents.
Give us a guess quickly.
I'm going to say 2010.
Okay. Number 9. How many Six Nation Grand Slams have Ireland won?
How many Six Nations Grand Slams have Ireland won?
It's under 10. Just give us a guess, quickly.
7.
Name the president of the European Commission.
The European Commission president. Angela van der Pol or Vent or something, is it?
You give me every name in Europe. Angela, German, Van de Gong, Jack Russell, Alsatian.
I just couldn't get her name out. Oh my God.
So good.
Let's hope one of them was the right one.
Oh my God. Well, I think
God is right.
By the law of averages, you've given me every name in Germany.
Well, surely one of them is going to be right, so please, God.
That was amazing.
Oh God.
So good.
Oh God, I hope it was amazing. I won't know if it's amazing until you ring that bell.
All right, let's go for it here. Nice little Munster rugby reference in there as well. I love it. Dublin is correct. You two, Oh My God is correct. Donuts and England is correct. Richie Kavanagh's Ain Fucking Fuckalella is correct.
Yeah.
Swimming is correct for Michael Phelps. Meet the Parents was released in 2000. It was 2000. Yeah,
no way.
Really sorry. Yeah, so you missed it. You missed that one. By the way, Six Nations Grand Slams, Ireland have won 4 of them.
Okay.
And then for the name, it was Ursula von der Leyden.
Yeah, I got it right. See.
You get me, German Van Basten, Herken Van Schleiden, Schnoodle Van Poppen.
Oh, well, it's serious under pressure. We do it every morning going up in the car and sure I know all the answers, but there you go.
It's a different kettle of fish when you're on with us.
It is a different kettle of fish, it is, yeah.
Veronica, you're amazing. We'll have you back again, and there's a 50 euro voucher for Easy Living Interiors making its way to you. You sound like you have a busy car there. Who's on the school run with you?
I have a busy car. I have Kian here in the car with me. He was 16 the other day, so he's heading for Liverpool on the 23rd.
Oh, brilliant.
I have Kian in the back, our neighbour, and I have Zach in the back seat as well. So, yeah.
All right. Aww. Safe journey. Lovely to meet you, Veronica. Take care.
Okay, take
Bye.
Care.
Bye. Vic, a couple of minutes ago, we brought everyone a round of Am I Weird?
Yeah.
Which we do regularly on the show. And again, it's just to find out your weird things that you're into.
Yeah.
We have a new champion, everybody, for Am I Weird?
Do we?
Oh, wow.
The gentleman that was sucking dye out of his duffel coat. Yeah. You're going to have to step down.
He's been booted out.
Still a Hall of Famer, though.
What's weirder than that?
100%. What is weirder than that, Kelly, is this. This is Emer's Am I Weird? Is everybody ready for this one?
Yeah.
All right.
Am I weird, Casey? When I was younger, I used to scrape chewing gum up from the road and I used to bring it in and wash it and then eat it. And I can't be too weird, actually, because my friend did it with me and it was something we did regularly.
Oh, good Lord.
Some checks are needed.
Sounds like a sticky situation to me.
Oh, the joke and everything, Rory.
I'm actually speechless at that. I don't even know where to start.
I think Am I Weird ends today. I'm not doing it anymore. I can't. My stomach is not right. I'm sorry. It's just, I'm upside down.
Oh my.
Okay, so we just played Emma's voice note from Am I Weird about her picking up chewing gum as a child, bringing it home, washing it. Another Emma.
A different Emma.
Has messaged in. I also ate chewing gum off the street without washing it. I can still remember the grit and bits of dirt on it. What's wrong with Emma's?
Emma's.
What is wrong with you? You group of weirdos. surely no. Surely no.
Emer's not alone there, lads, with the chewing gum. My best friend my whole life, he done it as a child. He was only 5 or 6, so we let him off. He stopped, so I was able to hold on to him as my best friend.
That chewing gum story was as disturbing as it is weird from Paul. Paul, 100%. Oh my God, Emer has just brought back a memory for me. I used to do the exact same thing.
What?
I was in Montfort's, which used to be on Leitrim Street. The studio was up an alleyway, and I loved scraping up the gum and reusing it from Elaine.
Oh, Elaine.
It's every woman with E in her title
it
of her
is.
Name. Have you heard of E. coli?
And finally, Nigella Lawson is back with more cooking tips, this time for your steak. The domestic goddess recommends soaking your meat in vodka. Those are the headlines. I'll have more at 8.
Sorry, what?
Nigella Lawson, she is suggesting that you soak your meat, your steak in vodka before cooking it. And she spent a summer in Scandinavia.
Yeah, okay.
Scandinavian way. She spent her summers in Norway, and that's the way they do it. They marinate their steak in vodka.
Oh, interesting. Interesting conversation at a checkpoint. All I had was a fillet steak. Imagine getting put off the road for having a ribeye. Seriously.
You could say it was a mistake.
Mistake. Hey!
But the recipe includes 3 shots of the spirit.
On the steak, or over it, or before you eat it.
You would marinate it, so I would assume you'd do it before.
The alcohol would burn off.
I was going to say it would burn off,
Anyway, a woman has gone viral after revealing that she charges her husband for every chore that he doesn't do around the house, and she keeps a checklist every month. She has been charging him of late £600 a month for stuff that he hasn't done. For instance, forgetting to do a minor task like, you know, sorting out the laundry, putting on a wash, hanging out the clothes, not bringing them in on time when it starts raining. More serious slip-ups, such as failing to swap out the car seats or not hoovering up after clipping his toenails. How do we feel about that?
I think she's dead right.
I'm up for the fine on the toenails.
You're all with toenail fines, are you? Okay.
That's disgusting. Clean it up.
Like, the only way you can stop them flying across the room is to go out into the garden. It is.
Off you go.
Is it?
Because they do, they just go, they're gone.
You have to collect them in the one place.
It's really satisfying when they go flying across the room, actually.
Yeah. Here you go, ladies and gentlemen. There's a woman out there married to a fella charging him $600 a month for messing up. Because, do you know what, Victoria?
What?
Men are in love.
Yeah, women are in business.
Exactly. Ain't that the truth? Red FM
Breakfast. With Casey. Love waking up in Cork. Red FM. Vic's VIPs on Cork's Good Times. Red FM.
Now, you had the old Telly Awards on. Yeah, were they last night?
They were last night across the pond, the NTAs. There was loads of winners, as usual. EastEnders won two National Television Awards, Coronation Street and Emmerdale missed out again. That's always kind of the big one at the end, is they wait to see which has been crowned the best soap.
Okay.
But there was lots of other winners. Actually, Gary Lineker, TV presenter, beat, for the first time in about 25 years,
Anton Deck.
Yeah.
At last.
Yeah. Or 23 at last. Years. Sorry, 23 years.
It's yeah. like Mario Rosenstock at the Radio Awards when it comes to the entertainment inserts. I've been in that award 15 times and he wins it every year. So he's like, there's no point in entering.
Well, there you go. Exactly. Gary Lineker, anyway, for Best TV Presenter. And one of your favourites, Clarkson's Farm. That one, Best Factual Entertainment.
It's a great show.
Yeah, Jeremy Clarkson had a bit of bother with his trousers, though. Have a listen to this clip.
Thank you, everybody. Should explain I'm on Manjaro. My trousers are falling down. First of all, thank you. Lisa's going to hold my trousers up while I make a very short speech. First of all, thank you very, very much to everybody at home who voted for us.
Now, I still haven't seen it. You love it.
He's on Manjaro.
I've told you this. They're all on it.
Is it a weight loss jab?
Yeah. Remember I said this to you?
It sounds like something you're going, what are you doing for charity? I'm climbing Manjaro.
Oh, I know. I've been there before. Remember I told you about when I was in Wales?
Yeah, everybody's on there.
They're all on it over there. I think it's going to sweep across here as well.
I don't know. Listen, this is just my views, and they're not particularly important on weight loss jabs, but I don't think anybody should be taking anything to lose weight.
No.
The old fashioned way of just doing some exercise and minding what you eat.
Yeah.
You the amount of stuff that's coming through with all of this Ozempic blindness, all of that stuff that's now coming to the surface to so many people on it.
Yeah.
Taking jabs to lose weight? I don't know. I'm not a fan, lads. Yeah. Anyway, why sidestepping again.
Why didn't he wear a belt? That's my only question.
Has he lost a lot of weight? Does he look?
Yeah, he has.
Yeah.
Yeah, he has. It comes off you very quickly.
He's a big unit. He's about 6'7", 6'8".
Well, he had problems, didn't he, as well, I think a year ago with his health. Was it diabetes or his heart?
He had issue, yeah.
He had a heart issue, so
he had none.
Yeah, exactly.
They had to put one into him.
I thought you liked him.
I do. I'm only joking.
You liked him.
He's out. No, I wasn't a fan for a long time, but Clarkson's Farm, I warmed to him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've not seen Clarkson's Farm, so I'm still not a huge fan, but I must watch if that's the case.
Was Caleb there last night, the other lad?
They were all there. The whole crew. Shebang, brilliant. Yeah, up on the stage. I love this for her. C-Mat, the wonderful C-Mat, has been on Jimmy Fallon.
Oh, fantastic. Wow, that's great.
Now, she was only performing her single. I don't think she spoke to him. I couldn't find a clip of her speaking to him. But have a little listen to him talking about C-Mat.
This is her album, Euro Country, here with the song Take a Sexy Picture of Me, C-Mat.
Good on you, C-Mat.
Well, what I love is she's been nominated for a Mercury Prize.
As well, brilliant.
As well as the Fontaines DC. And now I've got a list here of the Mercury Prize nominees. And I have to tell you, and maybe I'm biased, the two best people in that category, C-Mat and Fontaines.
Up the Irish. Great stuff. Best of luck. When is the Mercury on? It's soon enough.
I don't have a date. Oh, October the 16th.
October, that's right. Okay, best of luck, gang. Yeah, you know when you're hitting the American nighttime talk shows, things are cooking for you. Well done, C-Mat. Clean Bandit, Rather Be Red. We're a thousand miles from comfort. Oh my God, someone's giving out stink to me here again on WhatsApp.
Why?
About the weight loss thing. So, I'm not qualified as a weight loss specialist. But my opinion is and everybody has
you're
the right.
You're allowed to have your opinion.
You're allowed to have your opinion. Fellow was shot in America yesterday for having his opinions. You know what I mean? The world's a crazy place.
Yeah.
I think, and it's just my view, and I get it, there's somebody giving out stink to me here, you don't understand how some people might not be able to do traditional weight loss routes, which is diet and exercise, 100%. And there's a huge amount of weight loss issues that are attributed to trauma and overeating. I get that, totally get it. I just think that the lazy way out to lose weight of just taking injections isn't the best thing for your body. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
I genuinely believe that.
Yeah.
And there's a huge amount of reports coming out now about Ozempic and about all these jabs that people are taking that is causing huge amounts of health issues. So I'm just saying, just look the other way before you take the easy way.
And that's fair enough.
I put way in there twice and I didn't mean to.